the skill that makes you instantly more approachable. In the complex landscape of human interaction, there's one skill that stands above all others in determining how others perceive and connect with you: active listening. This fundamental communication ability has the power to transform you from someone others merely tolerate to someone they actively seek out for conversation, collaboration, and connection. Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, building personal relationships, or leading a team, mastering the art of approachability through active listening can be the difference between success and mediocrity. Approachability isn't just about being friendly, it's about creating an environment where others feel safe, valued, and heard. Research consistently shows that being approachable is such an underestimated skill that it can be the reason you make or break important connections. In today's fast-paced world, where genuine human connection often takes a backseat to efficiency and results, the person who truly listens becomes a rare and valuable commodity. The psychology behind approachability. Human beings are hardwired to seek connection and understanding. When someone demonstrates genuine interest in what we have to say, our brains release oxytocin, often called the bonding hormone, which creates feelings of trust and connection. This biological response is automatic and powerful, making active listening one of the most effective tools for building rapport instantly. The psychology of approachability goes deeper than surface-level pleasantries. When you practice active listening, you're sending subconscious signals that communicate safety, respect, and genuine interest. These signals lower the other person's guard and create an environment conducive to open, honest communication. Understanding the specific behaviors that make someone approachable can help you develop a more magnetic personality that draws people toward you rather than pushing them away. The core components of active listening: full attention and presence. The foundation of active listening lies in giving someone your complete, undivided attention. In our smartphone-dominated culture, this has become increasingly rare and, therefore, increasingly powerful. When you put away distractions, make eye contact, and focus entirely on the speaker, you're demonstrating a level of respect that most people rarely experience. This doesn't mean staring intensely or making the other person uncomfortable. Instead, it's about being fully present in the moment, something that requires practice in our multitasking world. Your body language should mirror your mental state, leaning slightly forward, maintaining appropriate eye contact, and keeping an open posture that invites conversation. Reflective responses. True active listening goes beyond simply waiting for your turn to speak. It involves processing what the other person is saying and reflecting it back in a way that demonstrates understanding. This might involve paraphrasing their main points, asking clarifying questions, or acknowledging the emotions behind their words. For example, if a colleague expresses frustration about a project deadline, an active listener might respond with, "It sounds like you're feeling overwhelmed by the timeline and concerned about delivering quality work under these constraints. Is that accurate?" This type of response shows that you're not just hearing words but truly understanding the speaker's experience. How approachability transforms leadership. Leadership effectiveness is directly correlated with approachability. Leaders who are approachable create environments where team members feel comfortable sharing ideas, concerns, and feedback, leading to better decision-making and higher team performance. When leaders practice active listening, they gain access to information and insights that might otherwise remain hidden. Team members are more likely to bring forward problems early, suggest innovative solutions, and provide honest feedback when they know their leader will truly listen and consider their input. This creates a positive feedback loop that enhances both individual and organizational performance. Moreover, approachable leaders inspire loyalty and commitment. When people feel heard and valued, they're more likely to go above and beyond in their work. They're also more likely to stay with the organization, reducing turnover costs and maintaining institutional knowledge. Understanding the nuances of leadership communication can help you develop the skills necessary to become the kind of leader people want to follow. The psychological benefits for others. When you become a skilled active listener, you provide psychological benefits to those around you that extend far beyond the immediate conversation. Making yourself appear more approachable through genuine listening creates a ripple effect of positive interactions that can transform relationships and environments. People who feel truly heard experience reduced stress, increased self-esteem, and improved emotional regulation. They're more likely to think clearly, make better decisions, and approach challenges with confidence. By being someone who listens actively, you become a source of emotional support and clarity for others, a role that naturally makes you more influential and respected. Overcoming common barriers to active listening. The urge to fix or advise. One of the biggest obstacles to effective listening is the natural human tendency to want to solve problems or offer advice. While these impulses come from a place of caring, they can actually shut down communication rather than enhance it. Sometimes, people don't want solutions, they simply want to be heard and understood. Learning to resist the urge to immediately jump into problem-solving mode is crucial for developing approachability. Instead, focus on understanding the full scope of what the person is experiencing before offering any input. Often, you'll find that people arrive at their own solutions when given the space to process their thoughts aloud with a supportive listener. Internal mental chatter. Another common barrier is the constant stream of thoughts, judgments, and responses that run through our minds while others are speaking. This internal chatter prevents us from truly absorbing what's being said and can lead to misunderstandings or missed opportunities for connection. Developing the ability to quiet your internal monologue while listening is a skill that requires practice. Techniques such as mindfulness meditation can help you become more aware of when your mind wanders and develop the ability to redirect your attention back to the speaker. The business impact of approachability. In professional settings, approachability translates directly into business results. Sales professionals who master active listening consistently outperform those who focus primarily on talking and persuading. When prospects feel heard and understood, they're more likely to trust the salesperson and ultimately make a purchase. Research on skills that instantly make someone more attractive consistently points to listening ability as one of the most valuable social skills. This attractiveness isn't just personal, it extends to professional relationships where approachable individuals are more likely to be promoted, included in important projects, and chosen for leadership roles. Customer service representatives who practice active listening can turn frustrated customers into loyal advocates. By truly understanding customer concerns and reflecting that understanding back, they can de-escalate tense situations and find solutions that satisfy all parties involved. This skill is particularly valuable in our increasingly connected world where customer experiences are shared widely through social media and online reviews. Developing your active listening skills. Practice mindful presence. Begin by setting aside specific times each day to practice being fully present with others. Start with low-stakes conversations, perhaps with family members or close friends, where you can focus entirely on listening without the pressure of professional outcomes. During these practice sessions, pay attention to your natural tendencies. Do you find yourself planning responses while the other person is still talking? Do you get distracted by external stimuli? Are you quick to offer advice or solutions? Becoming aware of these patterns is the first step in changing them. Master the art of questioning. Effective active listening involves asking questions that deepen understanding rather than simply gathering information. Open-ended questions that begin with how, what, or why encourage the speaker to elaborate and share more of their experience. Understanding effective communication techniques can help you develop a toolkit of responses that enhance rather than hinder conversation flow. The key is to ask questions that demonstrate genuine curiosity rather than interrogation. The goal is to help the speaker explore their own thoughts and feelings more deeply, not to extract specific information for your own purposes. Body language and nonverbal communication. Active listening isn't just about what you do with your ears, your entire body communicates whether you are truly engaged or simply going through the motions. Your posture, facial expressions, and gestures all contribute to the speaker's perception of your attentiveness and approachability. Maintain an open posture with uncrossed arms and legs, which signals receptiveness and availability. Appropriate eye contact shows engagement, but be careful not to stare, which can make people uncomfortable. Nodding and other small acknowledgement gestures indicate that you are following along and encourage the speaker to continue. Your facial expressions should match the tone and content of what's being shared. If someone is expressing concern or frustration, your expression should reflect understanding and empathy. This emotional mirroring helps create connection and demonstrates that you are not just hearing words but truly comprehending the speaker's experience. The role of empathy in approachability. Empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others, is intimately connected with active listening and approachability. When you listen with empathy, you are not just processing information, you are connecting with the human experience behind the words. This empathetic connection is what transforms a simple conversation into a meaningful interaction. People can sense when you are genuinely trying to understand their perspective versus when you are simply waiting for your turn to speak. This subtle difference determines whether others perceive you as approachable or merely polite. Developing strong communication skills involves learning to recognize and respond to the emotional undertones in conversations, not just the factual content. This emotional intelligence is what separates truly approachable individuals from those who are simply good conversationalists. Managing difficult conversations. Active listening becomes even more critical during challenging or emotionally charged conversations. When tensions are high, the natural tendency is to become defensive or to prepare counter-arguments while the other person is speaking. However, these moments are precisely when active listening can be most transformative. During difficult conversations, focus on understanding the other person's perspective before attempting to share your own. This doesn't mean you have to agree with everything they say, but it does mean giving them the space to fully express their thoughts and feelings. Learning how to communicate effectively during challenging situations is a crucial skill for anyone looking to build stronger, more resilient relationships. Often, people become less confrontational when they feel heard and understood. By practicing active listening during conflicts, you can often find common ground and solutions that might not have been apparent if the conversation had devolved into a series of competing monologues. The long-term benefits of approachability. Developing genuine approachability through active listening creates compound benefits over time. As your reputation for being someone who truly listens spreads, you'll find that people increasingly seek you out for advice, collaboration, and leadership opportunities. This increased visibility and trust can accelerate career advancement, improve personal relationships, and enhance overall life satisfaction. Understanding how effective leaders communicate under pressure reveals that the most successful individuals are those who can maintain their approachability even in challenging circumstances. Moreover, the skills you develop through practicing active listening, empathy, patience, emotional intelligence, and genuine curiosity about others benefit every aspect of your life. These qualities make you not only more approachable but also more effective as a leader, partner, parent, and friend. Conclusion. The skill that makes you instantly more approachable isn't about being funnier, more charming, or more agreeable. It's about developing the ability to truly listen to others with full attention, genuine curiosity, and empathetic understanding. In a world where authentic connection is increasingly rare, this skill becomes your superpower. Active listening transforms not only how others perceive you but also how you experience relationships and interactions. It opens doors to deeper connections, greater influence, and more meaningful conversations. Most importantly, it creates a positive cycle where your approachability encourages others to be more open and authentic, leading to richer, more fulfilling relationships in all areas of life. The journey to becoming more approachable through active listening is ongoing. Each conversation presents an opportunity to practice and refine your skills. With consistent effort and genuine commitment to understanding others, you can develop the kind of magnetic approachability that draws people toward you and creates lasting, positive impact in both your personal and professional life.